everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Green Room Podcast, where I interview a range of professionals to discuss their experience on how high school students should start working towards their future.
The one thing I can give advice to is if someone asks you to do something and you think you want to do it, say yes. Always say yes. Say yes more than no. And so I hate change. Maxine, I hate change. I am a Gemini who hates change. But with change comes the biggest growth and the biggest opportunities.
So I usually tend to start my interviews off with you just giving me a little summary of what you do. You do so much, but just kind of a list of everything that you've been doing in your career.
Okay. My name is Molly Sims-Stuber. I wear many hats. I started as a model. I ended up being a host, transitioning from host to acting. I've always been a humanitarian and given back, and I'm very involved in Baby to Baby. I'm an author. I'm an influencer. Most importantly, I'm a mom. I have three little ones, Brooke, Scarlett, and Gray, and they're four. Scar is six, and Brooksy's eight, and they're the loves of my life. I graduated from public school in a place called Murray, Kentucky, Murray High School, go Tigers. And then I went to Vanderbilt University. Wow. I was a tryout. I wasn't probably a huge fan of being in a sorority, but I love the camaraderie. I didn't love that everyone did this everything the same, but at the same time, it was a great place to make you know, and meet a great group of friends. My best friend is a lawyer who lives out of Austin, Texas, and she's still my best friend today. She was my college roommate. From there, I went on to the Hill, and I went to be a lawyer. I interned in Washington, D.C., lived in Georgetown and Bethesda, Maryland. And then I took a turn. I got invited to go and take pictures, and those pictures were sent to New York. And I went and met Next and Elite and Ford, and I got invited in between my junior and senior year. I got invited in the summer to spend the summer trying to model and put a book together and kind of see what that world was about. I was going to spend my junior year partly in Europe anyway, and I thought, okay, I'm just going to do one semester abroad. I'm just going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
And I spent, I was supposed to go to Greece at the time to get a book. When I say a book, it means a book of tear sheets. And when I mean tear sheets, I mean from a magazine where you work with different photographers and magazines. And when you have the opportunity to go to Europe, you're not just working with one Vogue. You're working with, you know, 30 Vogues, 40 Vogues, 30 Elles, 40 self magazines. Like, there's all different versions from Turkey to to English to Russian. So you have the opportunity to really make a great book. Cut to, I ended up staying there for about 4 to 6 months. And you have to remember, like, I think people have this like crazy like view of being a model. Mm-hmm. Again, you get to travel and take beautiful pictures and be in amazing clothes and see different cultures. But at the same time, you're alone. You're always alone. You're always surrounded by older people. And I think, you know, having gone to high school, having graduated from college, graduated from high school, gone to college, had a prom, you know, I can't imagine doing it any younger, because it definitely robs you of your childhood. Now, sometimes is it worth it? I think you'll have to depend on who you ask. But for me, I'm glad I had a childhood. I'm glad I went and got a diploma and started my way into college. But it was definitely hard. I lived in probably like 7 different cities over the course of 6 to 7 years. I lived in Paris. I lived in London. I lived in Italy. I lived in England. I lived in Germany, and I lived in the States. And it was a grind. I mean, I was on a plane every other day. And that's the thing. You think you work with your friends, but you don't. And when your jobs only last 2 or 3 days, that's all you're in the country for, in the city for. But it definitely makes you street smart. There were some amazing things about it. You have those good moments where, listen, hard work is everything. And I was determined. And I think, you know, hard work is hard work. And I will always tell someone that if you keep working hard, if you keep at it, one door will close and then it'll open and then it'll open a little bit more and then it'll close again and then it'll open, then it'll open. And then one day you'll get that break.
Yeah.
It's weird, but you will. You just kind of got to make it. It's like, what's the old saying? Determination plus luck equals something. I can't remember what the saying is, but it's really true. Like, you do something long enough and you give it your all, like, it will work out.
So you started off being a model. That was like your first thing that you did? Or were you a lawyer before, or tried to be a lawyer before?
I was graduate, wanted to be a political science. I wanted to go into politics. I wanted to go into political law. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of my goal. After I spent the summer in between my freshman and sophomore year, it definitely was an eye-opener. I think if we've seen it's that you're either on the left or the right. It's either you're one way or the other. And again, I'm a pretty big centrist. So it was always hard and never one got along and no one could get anything done. And that was hard. I think it just like opened my eyes at a very young age. Mm-hmm. But I still love law. I still love politics, but I will say, I think I made the right decision.
Yeah. So you say like hard work is like key. What motivated you to keep pushing?
I'm naturally a hustler. Mm-hmm. I'm naturally a grinder. If I want something, I will grind to get it or to make it happen. I have that naturally in me. I have a big, somewhat competitive side. I'm for sure not the smartest, but I think maybe it has helped me in a weird way. Grades didn't come easy. Even though I was a straight A student, for the most part, I had to work at it. And I think, you know, having a role model, like with my mom and dad owning businesses and companies and her working hard and being a full-time mom, but also owning a book company and then a recycling company, it taught me a lot of things. It taught me to appreciate money.
Yeah.
I wasn't brought up with money, but then we ended up making money. So it made me appreciate money, but it also, I guess the most important part, it made me appreciate the work ethic and what it takes. And I think, you know, I think sometimes people get lazy, they don't get focused. And I think, you know, the one thing I can give advice to is if someone asks you to do something and you think you want to do it, say yes. Always say yes. Say yes more than no. And so I hate change. Maxine, I hate change. I am a Gemini who hates change. But with change comes the biggest growth and the biggest opportunities. And, you know, I was always nice to everyone. And the old saying is like the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the assistant will be your boss one day. It's really true.
Yeah.
I did a test with a guy very, very, very early on in England, Tom Monroe. And he was, God, what was the photographer's name? His assistant. Oh, my God, I can't think of the photographer in London. He was a big photographer. And this kid asked me if I would mind with my girlfriend doing a test. Tom Monroe is one of the best photographers in the world right now. He was the best. He ended up shooting one of my cover girl. He's huge. So you never, ever know. A part in a movie in Las Vegas. Oh, I'm like, I don't know. You know, I ended up going to acting school for a year. I did a Sanford Meisner 2-year program. And I got the, you know, opportunity to audition for Las Vegas. And then I ended up getting the reoccurring for the pilot. And then because I said yes, they were like, well, now we want you for the full season. We want you for the full ride. And then, you know, they're like, it's only going to go a year. And then boom, it goes over five years. So again, you just never know. But I do think you have to treat people right. I do think it comes back to you. I think being in it, being happy for your peers. That's the one thing, like with modeling, like if I didn't get it, or with acting, I wasn't going to get it. Actually, be happy for people. It will come back to you. Be on someone's side. It will come back to you. And, you know, I think for me, you know, I had really good friends, you know, and the ones that were toxic and not kind and not on my team and not on my side, you know, as hard as it was, to separate yourself from those situations and I also, it was the best thing for me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So were you always like this in high school? Even like, was your school competitive at all or no?
Yeah, my school was competitive. I would say I was always kind of like a late arrival to everything. Like, I grew really tall. I've always felt like kind of uncomfortable when I was in high school. I didn't really have a boyfriend. I was friends with all the guys and the girls. I was just a little bit of a late arrival. I was popular, but I don't know. I kind of always like, I wasn't just with the cheerleaders or just with the football players or just with the band or just with, I don't know. I never liked being in a clique. Yeah. I don't know if that still kind of exists in your world, but I wasn't a big fan of that. I wasn't a big fan of like, oh, we get to do this, but you don't get to do that. It was never, I don't know. I just, as a young person, I was never really into that. Maybe that's probably what made me a leader, because I didn't follow in that way. I had, you know, some pretty good mean girl stories from high school and college. And, you know, the one thing I learned from it is that you just have to, it's tough. You cry a lot. You talk to the ones who will talk to you and you're on your side, and you kind of just keep your head down and you keep going on. I tried not to get into that drama. And it's interesting. I've had girls from college apologize to me. You know, when they would take your fake ID and not invite you or leave you out, or, you know, but then there's karma, and the same girl that did that is basically homeless and a recovering alcoholic. And so again, karma, you know, like, yeah. It's interesting. And that only comes with perspective and time, and you do get your feelings hurt. And listen, I will say, like, as a mom, you know, it's okay to cry. It's, you know, I always say to my kids, like, nothing's perfect. You know, like, if you think something's perfect, you'll have a rude awakening in life, because nothing's perfect. You'll get good grades. You'll get bad grades. You'll get good grades. You'll get bad grades. That has nothing. It has nothing to do with where you will be in life in 15 years. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yeah. That's actually really good advice for any like high schooler now. But
you know, and listen, Harvard West, like, as we all know, is probably the number two high school in the United States. It's a grind, right?
Yeah.
But don't lose perspective with the grind, right? Don't just head down, you know, and again, I'm all for studying. I'm all for head down, but I'm also for not being so anxious because you got an A minus, or like, that won't change your life. What will change your life if you don't know how to hustle, if you don't know how to grind? But if you get that, what will change your life if you move on from it quickly? The problem is sometimes people get stuck in the valleys of the mountain as opposed to coming back out of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But if you can always remember, okay, I got to do it again. I got to do something different the next time. How you get out is more importantly in life on how you get into things.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, listen, there's a lot around mental illness right now. There's a lot around panic attacks and, you know, kids feeling overwhelmed and overscheduled. And, you know, you got to breathe. You can't get caught up in the west side of LA. You can't get caught up in in things that don't really matter in the end. I think, you know, you're going to be a senior, you're on your way, you're doing amazing. And I think that comes from hard work. Now, what you do with all of this, that will set your path for the future. Does that make sense?
Yeah, completely. So academic-wise in high school, like, what were your main focuses? Like, not academic-wise, like, everyone
You know
has...
what my... Can I tell you what made me a great student?
Yeah.
I was a balanced student.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't head down, you know, 5, 7, 8 nights a week for 5 hours a night. I was a very well-rounded student. No university wants that kid that's head down all the time, doesn't do anything, is book smart. That's not how you get in. That's for me. And if you do get in that way, more power to you. But you want to be well-rounded, play sports, be busy, don't be bored. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Live, do internships, work for people. Like, you know, I surround yourself with people who are smarter than you. Like, that's the best business advice I can give you. If you want to start a podcast, ask someone who's smarter than you how to do that. And then to try to hire them. You know what I mean? Like, there's that thing is like, The A students will work for the B students who will work for the C students. Like there's that, I can't remember what it is, but it's interesting. Your straight A student doesn't really mean anything, Maxine.
Yeah.
Be well-rounded. That's what means something. Be passionate about what you do and what you want to be. That's what makes you win.
Yeah.
Trust me. I was definitely not the prettiest. I was definitely not the smartest. But it didn't matter because I had the package. I was nice and I was a hard worker.
Mm-hmm. So now like changing, just like what do you think is the most difficult part about your career? Is it that you look at life in a different perspective than a lot of other people like who are focusing in like modeling and just like the industry?
No, I think, listen, my modeling years were great, Maxine. I got to travel the world. I wouldn't go back in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I never wanted kids when I was younger. I really wanted to have a career. I wanted to have a life. I wanted to go abroad. I wanted to learn about different cultures. I wanted a very full rounded life. And I think by the time I started having kids, I didn't have FOMO. I didn't feel like I'd missed out. I didn't feel like I hadn't done some of the things that I really wanted to do. And now I can really, you know, do what I need to do. You know what I mean? That, you know, there's a very, very powerful word. It's called no. And no sometimes makes people want you more. And when you get the ability and you find it in yourself to be confident, the ability to say no, no is a single sentence. It is a single formed sentence.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a full, complete sentence. And it allows me to say yes to things that I really want to do and be at and be with my family and no to the things that I don't have time for or things that probably wouldn't be good for my career that would just be a time suck. But no, I think the hardest thing now is social media. I think the hardest thing now is whether it's Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, Clubhouse, I think it's really hard to pick a lane on what you want to do and how to say it and how to do your content. And it's what we do. We create content. I think that's what's hard because it changes so fast. I don't actually look much at social because I want to have some creativity that does not feel like it's taken from other platforms, but also B, because you automatically start scrolling and sadly you automatically start feeling bad about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And now you might be 12 doing it or you might be in your 40s doing it. It's kind of the same outcome. But as we remember, TikTok and stories and, you know, most of it is filtered, photoshopped, and basically is the 90th best version of yourself.
So
if you can always keep that in the back of your mind, you know, Instagram, and it's not real. Social media isn't real. It's the best version of what we want people to see of us.
Yeah.
But it's also, you can use it to your advantage. I'm an angel with Baby to Baby. We help a lot of women all over the world, nationally and internationally now. I raise a lot of money for different charities and help women in need and help women all over the world. So in that way, you can reach a lot of people. You can have a good voice. You can have a good, you can have, you know, you can do really good things. So social media isn't all that bad. I think you just have to be careful as, you know, you being 17 or 18, getting caught up. It's the same thing. It's like you know, at one point I'm like, I can't go to the opening of an envelope. It's like, you know, every party, every, you know, premiere, everything, like you can't do it.
Yeah. So for my last question, you kind of touched on it of like how high school students deal with social media as well as like, it's all the same basically. But what advice would you give to someone like me who's just starting to figure out their career, what they want to do, and
Do a lot of different things. Don't just do one thing. Try different things and do different things. Keep your head up. Try hard. Have a plan, but know that your plan or your path might vary. Don't get stuck to, I didn't get in this university. Oh my God, it's going to ruin my life. You know what I mean? Like, not one single thing ruins someone's life. Just remember that. Don't compare yourself. And if you do, you can only do it for 5 seconds. It's like the 5 second rule when your kid drops their pizza. You can only do it for 5 seconds. Don't dwell. Dwelling doesn't really get you anywhere. Talk, have a tribe, and be kind.
Yeah.
Have a good group of girlfriends and guy friends that will support you and back you. And watch social media, because as much as, you know, what you guys don't realize is everything you put on social media, an employer can look up. A university can look up. It's called screen grabs. And I know you guys know this and I sound like a parent, but you have no idea what kind that can hurt you more than anything.
Yeah.
It truly can. Doing something stupid like that can hurt you, can affect you, especially now. And also do the right thing. You know what I mean? Like, you do the right thing, you will go far. Study, you know, I don't envy where you guys are right now. It's hard. You're constantly picked apart. You're constantly being compared to, you know, what people want you to look like, what you feel like you don't look like. It's a very, very tricky time, I think, which is why, you know, mental illness is at an all-time high. But it's very tricky. But I think in high school, have fun. Have a good time. Your life, in that part of your life, it seems like, oh my God, it's never, it's I'm going to be like this forever. It's going to happen like that, like that. And do things and go places and move and live in different places. If you end up living west of the 405 in 10 years, I'm going to come back and we're going to have a talk. You know, things will always work out if they're supposed to.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for coming on.
Maxine, you're awesome.
Thank you. I hope
go
to
Harvard Westlake.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Once again, I would like to thank Molly Sims for joining me on the Green Room podcast.
Be sure to check out more of my episodes and always stay tuned for more.